carbon monoxide poisoning is a very serious situation. It's a silent killer, and that's why it's advisable for everyone, if possible, to have a carbon monoxide alarm fitted. Previous to this, the council were not fitting carbon monoxide alarms to houses. Now, the answer now seems to be that as they move forward and bring houses up to standards, they will fit the carbon monoxide alarms going forward.
This is the insulation programme you're referring to. A number of houses now are having upgraded insulation, and that's being spread out to all council properties in the coming months, we understand. And as part of that, carbon monoxide and indeed radon alarms will be fitted.
Yes, that's what the answer implies. But even at this stage, I would say to people who can do this for themselves that the situation is so serious, should it happen, that it would appeal to anybody who can do it, to do it and not to wait in the council. But it is an advancement that the council is doing it as they carry out the upgrades.
Is this something you'll be pursuing with the council officials when the council reconvenes next week?
It is, because just this time last year, over the Christmas period, we had people who had to actually almost leave their homes. They had to make alternative arrangements because the carbon monoxide alarm that they had purchased went off. That was the first indication they had that there was anything wrong. And the council's policy and response differed greatly from that in Northern Ireland. And at that time, they said they would look at bringing some proposals forward, and this seems to be now what they intend to do.